I think I said not that overly long ago that there are some people who love watching the sun going down and get a nice view, perhaps out over a sea or somewhere else, and you will sit there and watch the sun as it sets. And other people, they love to get up nice and early and go away out and to watch the sun rising. And I was reading a comment that one person made on the rising of the sun, and they said, "The sun arising is the finest spectacle in all of God's creation." And that was how they viewed it. And really, when you think of it, the sun is there in its beauty, in its glory, and in our solar system, it stands alone there in grandeur. But I'm sure, like me, you are aware that when the sun rises, it has transforming power. It can bring change. Now, rightly, the sun, then, as we read about it here in chapter 4 in Malachi, the sun of righteousness, S-U-N, the sun is noted as a very graphic and a very clear type of the Lord Jesus Christ, as a symbol that displays characteristics that are found in him and that point us in our thinking to him. Because truly the Lord Jesus Christ is the sun of righteousness, the one with healing in his wings. And very interestingly here, where it says healing in his wings, some people are convinced that the word wings there could also be translated in its rays. And that set me thinking. And I thought about parallels between the sun in the sky and the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And just for 10 minutes tonight, I want to share some thoughts with you about rays of hope. We're drawing parallels between the sun in the sky and the sun at the Father's right hand. And we're talking about rays of hope. You know, attached and associated with the sun that's out there shining in the sky tonight, first of all, there are what are known as photic rays. Now, in case you're wondering what that means, photic rays, that is referring to the light that comes from the sun. If you asked anyone out in the street, what does the sun do? Well, the sun shines. And when the sun shines, it dispenses light. And as those of you who've been out early in the morning watching the sun rising, you can watch it rise, and you see it rise on the beach, and the beach becomes brighter, and then you see the rays start to spread out across the countryside. And before too long, the place that was in darkness, the landscape, it all becomes lightened, and it's changed now. And folks, it's changed because as the sun's light has shone upon it, the darkness has been dispersed. And that darkness has been replaced with light from the sun. Remembering that the sun that shines out there just now, that light is unborrowed and it is unsurpassed. And what a picture we have of the Lord Jesus Christ, who said of himself that he was the light of the world. And as you think tonight of those photic rays that bring light and bring hope to a darkened world as the sun rises, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who is the light, is the one who can bring hope to you. Over there in John's Gospel, chapter 1, it says in verse 4 of that chapter concerning him, it says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness." That is the coming of the light. The Lord Jesus Christ is the light that has come. And as we open the word tonight, he comes and speaks to our heart. Remember the words in the book of Revelation to the church there that resemble him standing at your heart's door. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And maybe he's knocking at your heart's door tonight. Maybe you should listen to the testimonies. Christ has been knocking at your door. The light coming. The light come here, but it says that it shineth in the darkness. And for those who can testify, like Nicholas and Alexander, that light has shone in. It has, the Son of Righteousness has dispensed light, and the darkness has been driven out, and it's replaced with light. You need to appreciate that the light is here tonight for you. The coming of the light. But there is not only the light coming, there is a light in conflict. In conflict, for because it says here, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not, or understood it not, couldn't really get the grasp of it. You know why? Well, the Bible tells us why. The Bible tells us that men love darkness rather than light. In other words, sin has a hold on them. And when they come to where the light is, and the Lord perhaps speaks to their heart, and people speak about the Lord Jesus being the light of the world, there's a conflict going on. Because men want to hold on to their sin. And that could be a conflict that someone here this evening is enduring just now. There is the light coming, the light in conflict. But for those who will come, there is the light conquering. Over there in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4, it says, speaking of many individuals, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light, and here's what happens when the light conquers, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. You want to ask yourself the question now, where do you fit into all of this? Because here's a ray of hope. Maybe you're still in sin and in darkness. Well, the ray of hope is that Jesus Christ is the light. And his light is unborrowed. And it's unsurpassed. And it's still shining tonight. And I wonder, will that light conquer you tonight? There is the photic rays. They're associated with light. But also concerning the sun's rays, there are what are often referred to as thermic rays. Now, thermic rays, some people, when they talk of them, they speak of warmth flowing. Warmth flowing from the sun. They speak of the difference that it can make. If you go out in the morning after there's been a frost, all of those flowers that you placed so much hope in and they seem to be doing so well, their heads are hanging down. But as the sun rises, and not only is there the light from the sun, but there's the warmth flowing from the sun, their heads are lifted up. Their heads are lifted up. And they're changed in that way. Because there is that warmth flowing from the sun. And those thermic rays associated with warmth remind me of God's love. And as he looks down upon a fallen world, there are many with their heads hanging down. And his love for man was such that love was expressed in blood of the cross. We think about that a lot at Easter time. And the Lord Jesus going to die for the sins of many. Dying for undeserving man and purchasing our redemption there at the cross. But it is tonight, and I want you to know this, men and women, it is in love that he deals with our heart. It is in love that he deals with our heart. Our heart is prepared by him. Sometimes he prepares our heart by showing us time and again through his word, the gospel, and the blessing that it can bring to our hearts. Other times he prepares our hearts by disappointing us in the world, and the things that the world has to offer lose their charm, and our heart is looking for something else. And maybe he's been preparing your heart tonight. Our hearts are prepared in love. But our hearts are opened in love. Do you remember Lydia? She'd done the right thing. She was praying, but she wasn't a Christian. But it says in the word that the Lord opened her heart. And then she attended unto the things that were spoken of by Paul. The Lord opened her heart and helped her to think, well, I've got the prayers here, but that's all I've got. People like that today, just have, many people in Northern Ireland have a bit of religion in their life somewhere, but they don't have Christ. It's a huge difference. Because when her heart was opened, when Lydia's heart was opened, she gave attention to the words that were spoken, and she believed the word and received it to the salvation of her soul. And therefore, her heart was not only prepared and opened, her heart was changed. Her heart was changed. Remember what he said about the sun? The sun can bring change. And those photic rays, they remind us of Christ being the light of the world. The thermic rays remind us of God's love and how he has made a way for all who will come to him. But there is one final thought. They're also connected with the sun, what are referred to as actinic rays. And that is referring to the chemical action of the sun's rays, bringing about like a chemical change. It refers to radiant energy, and really people refer to it as that which gives life. You've been out in some really cold winters there we had, and if you've gone out in the meadow or into the woods or even out in your own garden, and you've witnessed the deadness. And just how hard it all seems around. There doesn't seem to be any sign of any life. But eventually the springtime came around. The sun came out. There didn't seem to be much heat of it to start with. But eventually that light came. And that warmth came. And then the action came. Because seeds that had been just lying in the ground, they germinate and they come to life. Now that's a great message for us tonight. It's a ray of hope. And it ties in with the other rays of hope, because Christ the light is here. He's able to shine into your heart. Christ the one who is God's Son gave himself a ransom for the sins of those who would come. That shows us his love. But then when we think of the rays that bring actual change and bring life. Do you remember that word that you heard years ago preached? Well, Peter referred to that as the good seed of the word. There'd been no fruit yet. And you've heard the word time and time again. But if Christ, the light of the world, were to shine into your heart, as we read earlier on in 2 Corinthians 4 and 4, and if you were to look to that love on the cross and repent of your sin, then that is where we will see the actinic ray at work. We will see the life where death had reigned. The Bible talks about man being dead and trespasses and in sin. And Christ talks about him come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. And this evening we do thank you for listening to us. But we do trust that you will bear in mind the rays of hope. They're all found with Christ. Bring light where darkness reigns. Bring love to needy hearts. And bring definite change in life to those who are dead in trespasses and in sin. And I do trust that the Lord will bless his word tonight. Remembering this, the sun still shines. The sun that we're speaking about still shines tonight.